Discover some fascinating facts about sperm in our opening articles, which answer all your queries about the miraculous properties of sperm. The physical body represents the temple of the spirit, a microcosmos which is a copy of the entire universe. Its channels and secret energetic pathways are mapped out in this next podcast entitled The Body's Hidden Structure. We conclude this session by performing a meditation with the theme, the simultaneous activation of the seven chakras. Our yogi hosts Amaris and Valentino will also keep you company. Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. All you have to know about sperm, part one. One of the most recent studies, done by the Kinsley Institute in the USA, reached the conclusion that a man usually ejaculates 5,000 times during a lifetime, and they estimated that this corresponds to approximately 16 liters of sperm. Thus, according to specialists in the area, a young man of 15 ejaculates 5 times a week, and a man of 30 ejaculates 3 times a week. Furthermore, the statistics performed by sexology researchers have indicated that one man discharges about 200 to 500 billion spermatozoa during one ejaculation. Theoretically, one ejaculation may conceive the entire population of the USA. A fact that confirms the idea that a man has a stock of sexual energy even more powerful than that of the atomic bomb. The question that naturally comes out is the following. What would a man who does not ejaculate be capable of, and how would he use this energy? He could easily become a superman. However, before starting your practice in the area of sexual continence, you should find out more about the priceless treasure that you have within. 1. Does the ejaculatory liquid normally contain sperm? Yes, except in pathological cases. The ejaculatory liquid contains lubricating liquid, spermatic liquid, prostate liquid, and sometimes a little urine. 2. In the moment of the ejaculation, do the testicles come up towards the body? Yes, usually a man's left testicle is smaller than the right one and hangs lower. During ejaculation, the muscles that sustain the testicles contract, and thus the testicles are drawn towards the abdomen. They may even leave the scrotum and climb up towards the abdomen. There is nothing to worry about, because after a short moment of relaxation, they come back to their place. If this does not happen, check with your physician. 3. Can the volume of the sperm become greater for procreation purposes? Yes. This usually happens if the man does not make love for several days beforehand. The quantity of sperm builds up, and when the discharge takes place, the sperm will be in greater quantity. 4. Does orgasm imply ejaculation? No. By training your PC muscles and practicing to control your genitals, you will find out that you are capable of discerning between orgasm as a complex psychic state and ejaculation as a mundane physical act. This allows a man to experience several stages of orgasm without experiencing the unpleasant and undesirable effects of repeated ejaculations. The Oriental theme of sexual continence clearly explains the difference between orgasm and ejaculation and offers practical solutions to get here. 5. Does the sperm always contain spermatozoa? No. Maybe due to testicle-related problems or to an obstruction of the channel that allows the sperm to get out of the body, the spermatic level may not contain spermatozoa. Vasectomy, the surgical obstruction of the spermatic channels, prevents the spermatozoa from passing towards the seminal testicles and is sometimes used as a contraceptive method. 6. Can the sperm change its colour? Yes. In the case of urinary infection, the sperm may become yellowish, and in the case of hemorrhage, it becomes pink or even red. Any change in the sperm colour is a clear sign that there might be a problem, so please check with your specialist.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. All you need to know about sperm, part 2. Number 7. Do tight pants prevent the secretion of sperm? Yes, tight pants keep the testicles close to the rest of the body, and thus their temperature rises. The temperature of the testicle should normally be 2 degrees below the temperature of the rest of the body in order for sperm to be produced. 8. Does swallowing the sperm transmit the germs it might contain? Yes, if the sperm contains pathogen germs, they will be transmitted through the digestive mucus of the woman and carry on the infection. Therefore, this is a way of transmitting many sexual diseases. 9. Can sperm be used to identify a man? Yes. The sperm is a genuine genetic print. The smell, taste, and consistency are different and unique for each man. 10. Do larger testicles contain more sperm than smaller testicles? Yes. And this is because they contain more channels required for its production. The principle according to which capacity determines quantity applies here as well. 11. Do women perceive a man's ejaculation inside their vagina? Not necessarily. The lubrication of the vagina during intercourse reduces to a minimum its capacity of distinguishing between the liquids present inside it. Most of the time, the woman anticipates the moment of ejaculation because of the contractions of the penis that precede this moment. 12. Does the quantity of sperm decrease with age? Yes, because of repeated ejaculation, the secretions of the glands decrease. Another reason for this is the decrease of the number of hormones and the weakening of the sexual muscles. 13. Can one ejaculate even if he does not have an erection? Yes, men suffering from impotence may ejaculate in the absence of a flow of blood that usually causes the penis to swell and become erect. 14. Does the volume of the sperm reach 4 milliliters? Yes, however, this volume is different from man to man and depends on circumstances. 15. Can drugs influence ejaculation? Yes. Drugs used in neuropsychological treatments, neurological or antidepressives, may have this side effect. However, most treatments of this kind inhibit sperm secretion. The body's hidden structure. Here, in this body, there are sacred rivers. Here lie the sun and the moon, and also all the holy pilgrimage places. I have never met another temple filled with more happiness than my own body. According to Saraha Doha, the physical body represents the temple of the spirit, a true microcosmos, the copy of the entire universe. Inside this temple, all the cosmic principles can be identified. Tantra teaches us that there is no temple more sacred than the temple of the body. Inside the body, there are 5 elements: ether, air, water, fire, and earth, along with their properties. This temple has its own gardens, rivers, sanctuaries, and gates. By definition, the temple of the body represents a place of adoration, dedicated to God. However, according to Tantric teachings, God represents our Supreme Self that has to be known and adored within the temple of the body. Tantra also teaches us that there are 9 gates to the temple of the body. They lie in the upper and in the lower parts of the body. The lower gates are the anal orifice and the sexual organs. The upper gates are the mouth, nose, eyes, ears, and the opening of the top of the head, known as the fontanelle. The fontanelle is clearly visible at the moment of birth as a tiny hole, but it closes up gradually during the first year of life. The esoteric Oriental tradition says that this hole under the scalp, also called Brahma's gate, is the place where the spirit goes in and out from the temple of the body. Though the spirit, in its successive subtle journeys, can use other gates, the one that lies at the top of the head always leads to higher spiritual levels. The temple of the subtle body contains three main rivers. The great river, or the physical channel, starts from the inferior gate region, the perineum. It goes up the spine to the high gate situated on top of the head. This channel is also called the Great Axe, Meru, the Sacred Mountain, or the Great Way. It connects the human to the universe. On each side of the Great River, there are two other rivers that spring from the same source and go to the superior gates. They are also associated with solar energies and lunar energies. On the right side of the central channel is the channel through which the solar energies flow, and on the left side of the central channel is the channel through which the lunar energies flow. They are symbolically represented as lines spiraling around the great river, just like two snakes surrounding a tree trunk. This symbol is known as the caduceus, or the mercury scepter, and has been used as a symbol by modern medicine as well. Adoring of the body temple consists of focusing the attention in order to guide the sexual energy along the spine towards the crown. This evolutionary process is experienced as an ecstatic thrill. It goes up from the sexual region and it lights up the solar plexus. The fire of love floods the three rivers and the solar and lunar energies come together and, in this way, enlighten the entire temple. This psychic and cosmic process also looks like an ecstatic emotion that words cannot describe. By understanding the psychic methods, sexual experiences can become a real force. By practicing tantric techniques, the human can consciously experience an orgasm and transcendental bliss. Therefore, it is extremely important to see the body exactly as you would a temple. The temple of the body must be kept clean, healthy, and harmonious, thus showing respect to the God inside. Do not be afraid to go as far as you can to visualize your body as a temple. Sincere adoration represents, first of all, a spontaneous and total act of love. Such an act of adoring during intercourse will make all your desires become real. One of the cardinal principles of Tantra is that love is an act of great magical and spiritual potency. When my lover comes back home, I will turn my body into a temple of joy. I will give him this body as an altar of happiness, and I will clean him totally with my long hair. Then my lover will dedicate his temple to divine love. According to Vaishnav Baal's song,
hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: the simultaneous amplification of the seven centers of force. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also,
With each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the simultaneous amplification of the seven centers of force. Let us begin.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.